Joining me on the phone now is Nico Morphy. He's the Public Relations Officer and Quality Manager at Darndale Belcamp Village Centre. Good afternoon, Nico. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How thanks?
Not too bad at all, Nico. Nico, you got a big event coming up this Monday. You're going to have the grand opening of the Bell Centre Art Gallery. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're launching Arts Week here in Darndale. On the fourth event of that is going to be the launch of our brand new art exhibition here. We're actually opening our gallery to anybody who wants to attend. We have over 300 paintings here painted by several local people. And I think, as far as I know, we're the only actual art gallery on the north side of Dublin.
Yeah, and it's great to have such a facility available to not just the people of Darndale and Belcamp, but as you say, for the whole north side, the people where they can come and enjoy lots of local art and beyond. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, our artists are not just from Darndale, Belcamp. When I say local, I do mean north side. I mean, we've guys up here from Baldoyle, Clontarf, Kilbarwick, and the Greater Coolock area as well. So again, it's really extending it out there to the whole north side of Dublin, and it's kind of just the start of Arts Week as well. Arts Week is going to run throughout the whole week, so we'll have from Monday to Friday there'll be events on in the various locations. We'll be one location, but then also in Sphere 17, the schools, the creche, the Golden Ear Centre, they're all going to run different art events for people in the area. Now, some of them will be for the kids and some of them will be for older people as well. So if anyone wants to attend them, all they have to do is get in contact with us, and we'll be able to let them know what's happening. And we've got Samba Drumming, we've the Garda Band coming up, we have a couple of plays, some writing workshops, art classes, tenement talks. So there's a lot going on throughout the whole week.
Yeah, and of course the Art Week's kind of going from strength to strength. I remember being up there last year, we did a bit of coverage from it, and it's really gathering momentum as an event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is the fourth one now. This is the fourth year we've actually run it, and it seems to be just growing each year. Yeah, and it's great to see, because it really kind of gets people involved in art who may not have had an interest in it before, or maybe had an interest and didn't really know where to go to kind of get some information or how to kind of interact with it. So now it's getting those people out, and they're coming up and they're kind of getting involved with it, and with that then it starts to grow.
Absolutely. And I suppose we hear lots of people, lots of groups. There's lots of people who are maybe very gifted artistically and probably don't have access to an outlet for the product, or have access to maybe get it out there and display it. So this again is going to be a great asset to people like that who maybe are getting passed over.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because that's how our whole art gallery started. I mean, we had some bare walls up here, and we kind of said, well, we need to get something up on them. We need to try give them a bit of life. They were just very bland and plain looking, so we wanted something that kind of enhanced the atmosphere up here. So what we done was we put out a call to local artists to give us some work. We started off with maybe two artists gave us a bit of stuff, and then as time went on, it just started to grow and grow until we realised we have something on our hands here that we could actually display to people and promote and help local artists get their name out there, but also display their work for their own kind of recognition in their communities as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, to put a gallery like this on the north side of Dublin as well, the wider art community, you know, have they been supportive of you setting up the gallery and having it there?
Absolutely. We've worked with several local art groups. We have the Coolock Library Art Group. We have our own Golden Years Art Group here, which is members of kind of over 65. And we've also been working with some members of the Bonnybrook art group as well. And then we've had other local artists, as I said, from Clontarf, Baldoyle, and parts of Coolock who've come over. They're not affiliated with any art club, but they've come over on their own back and said this is a great thing that we're doing and they'd like to get involved with it as well. So we have gotten some support there, and we've also gotten some support from Ray Yates, one of the arts officers from Dublin City Council.
Yeah, and the arts themselves, they kind of work hand in hand a lot of times with some of the other services that be offered up at the Bell Centre and around the area as well. You know, sometimes people when they're struggling with maybe addiction issues, or they're struggling with just being unemployed, or struggling with any manner of whether it be mental illness or whatever, sometimes art is a great calming influence, and it's a great outlet for people. And again, just to have that facility to work hand in hand with other organisations is a huge benefit.
Oh, it is, yeah, it's great, and it gives us an opportunity to get in there with other organisations that we may otherwise never deal with, you know, so it opens the door for us as well to integrate our services with them too.
Absolutely. Well, it's sounds like it's going to be a fun day up there on Monday, and a great week as well. Just remind us of the kickoff on Monday, and maybe who you have coming along for the opening.
Yeah, we're hoping to have a couple of well-known artists. I don't want to say any names, just in case, you know, waiting on a couple of calls back. But we are hoping to have a couple of well-known artists. We're going to have the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Corina Nidalic, opening the actual event. She'll be here at 12 o'clock. We're kicking off the event here at half 11. So anyone who wants to attend, if they drop up around half 11, there'll be refreshments available. They can see the gallery, see some of the work, and then hang around then and listen to some of the speeches and get a feel for what Arts Week is going to be all about, because as this is the launch of the Arts Week, we're going to have all the other organisations here just making a bit of a speech and giving everyone a bit of an insight into exactly what it is they're going to be doing for the entire week. And then there'll be some promotional material here as well, so it'll give you a rundown of what's happening day to day in each organisation. So if you do have kids or family members or yourself who's interested in actually taking part in something, you'll be able to do that too.
Absolutely. And just finally before I let you go, Nico, all the information about Arts Week and about the opening itself and any other services or any other information people want about the Bell Centre is all available on the website, yeah?
It's all available on our website, yeah. It's www.darndalebellcampvc.ie, and we're also on Facebook as well.
That's brilliant, Nico. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call this morning. We wish you the best of luck on Monday and through Arts Week and with the gallery in the future. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
That's great, Mark. Thanks very much, Carl.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. That's Nico Murphy bringing us up to date on the grand opening of the Bell Centre Art Gallery this Monday coming April the 25th. As Nico says, if you want to get up and get involved, to be up there about half 11. The grand opening going to take place about 12 midday, and there'll be refreshments and all, and you get to wander around and have a look at the art and everything else. So thanks to Nico for coming on and talking to us this morning.